listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
The Hawk welcomes you to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you've been having a great week since you have last been here. And if it's your first time, I hope you have a great week this week. And I'm sure it's off to a great start when you get to listen to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And there's been quite a bit of good news as well this week. Apparently, Canada tops the world in vaccinated population as COVID-19 cases hit a record low yesterday at 956, approximately. So the first time under 1,000 in one day, in 9 months, it says, which is good to hear. Very promising. The future is coming, and I hope you're ready to go back out in public, because I have a feeling some people are not prepared. I mean, the first thing we all think of are those drivers. You see some lady, or man, I guess, going across four lanes of traffic in the middle of the day. And the question is, why are these people out in the middle of the day? I never understood that. You just see some vehicle cut along four lanes of traffic without any signal or anything, and then manages to pull a U-ey and turn right, all in one move, mind you, into the Value Village. But I feel like another thing is just the social aspect. Like, I think there will come a time when we don't have to wear masks anymore, and we're gonna realize, we're just gonna forget what it looks like to see strangers without a mask. Because I don't know about you, but I always see someone, and I think, you know, what if they just take off their mask and they've got, like, a trunk under there? You don't know. Maybe they're, like, half elephant. Or, like, a that guy could have a really nice mustache under there, and I cannot give a compliment because I can't see it. That's a shame. That is a shame. But what isn't a shame is all the wonderful things we have on our program today. We have Leon Redbone. We have Jack Benny with some good news about him. We have John Coltrane with an interview with him. We have Lester Young, Oscar Peterson, and so many more great musicians, artists, and talents all in this upcoming hour of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, which is why I'm so happy that you all joined me today, and I hope you stick around. We have some great music. First up, who do we have? It's Grant Green with Maybe Tomorrow on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk. That was Grant Green with Maybe Tomorrow. A wonderful little tune there. Great start to the program. What I have up next for you is also a really wonderful thing. It's a look into John Coltrane from a 1966 interview he did with Frank Kafsky. It's very candid. They kind of just hang out together. They go a bit around town and they visit his house and they just chat. It's nice to have a candid interview because you can trust that a musician is going to talk about his music, or any person will talk about what they're doing when you put them in an interview because they know how it works. And it's nice to get a look into John Coltrane, and it gets a little philosophical. There's some nice little smart moments in there that are really reflective and great. And cut between the music, it's a wonderful little thing. One interesting thing he says, I'll just say it here first, I suppose, is in any situation that we find in our lives, when there's something we feel should be better, we must exert effort to try and make it better. Is that not so poignant? If you feel it has to be better, then you have to make it better. It won't make itself be better. You have to try, exert yourself, and do that. But that is just a tidbit of the beauty in which he says he has a way with words, much like he has a way with music. So here it is, Frank Kafsky talking with John Coltrane from 1966 on 101.5 The Hawk.
Do you live far outside of wherever we are now?
Well, I guess I'm about 4 or 5 miles down the road.
You really sound like Farmer John.
Yeah, man, when I come up here and I have to get everything I'm going to get, I got to go to the store and do all that because I don't want to come back up here.
Mm-hmm. Where do you play at home?
Anywhere. There's a room over the garage out there that I'm getting fixed now. I think it's going to be my practice room. You know, sometimes you build a room and it ends up you still going to the toilet. So I don't know. I hope I like it. But I keep a horn on the piano, and I have a horn in my bedroom. My flute's usually back there because when I go there, I'm tired, so I lay down and practice.
About how many hours a day do you play, would you say?
Not too much at this time. I find that it's only when something is trying to come through, you know, mm-hmm. that I really practice, and then it's I don't know how many hours, it's all day. I did a foolish thing. I got dissatisfied with my mouthpiece. And I had some work done on this thing, and instead of making it better, it ruined it. And it really discouraged me, you know, a little bit, because there were certain aspects of that, of playing that certain fast thing that I was reaching for, that I couldn't push because I damaged this thing. So I just had to curtail it. But at that moment, it was so vivid in my mind, the difference of what I was getting on the horn. As soon as I put that horn in my mouth, I could hear. I could feel it, you know. So I just stopped. I just went into other things. And in fact, the pride is one of the reasons I started getting dissatisfied with that tenor mouthpiece, see? Because the sound of that soprano was actually so much closer to me in my ear. And I didn't want to admit this damn thing because I said, well, the tenor is my horn. This is my favorite. But soprano, there's still something there in just the voice of it that I can't. It's really beautiful.
Awesome.
I really like it.
People I was staying with have a friend, a young lady, and she was downtown at one of Malcolm X's speeches. And lo and behold, who should plop down on the seat next to her but John Coltrane?
Yeah.
Were you impressed with him?
Definitely. Dude, I felt I had to see the man. I was quite impressed.
Some musicians have said that there's a relationship between some of Malcolm's ideas and the music.
Well, I think that music, being an expression of the human heart or of the human being itself, does express just what is happening. The whole of a human experience is at a particular time that is being expressed. In any situation that we find in our lives, When there's something that we feel should be better, we must exert effort to try to make it better. And so it's the same socially, musically, politically, in any department of your life. I think music is an instrument. It can create the initial better thought pattern, the change, you see, in the thinking of the people. I feel I want to be a force for good. You know, I want to be a force for real good. In other words, I know that there are bad forces. You know, I know that there are forces out here that bring suffering to others and misery to the world. But I want to be the opposite force. I want to be the force which is truly for good.
Some cigarettes?
No, I'm just sitting up because my back is wet and I'm just trying to get up.
I don't have any more of my prepared questions to ask you or my improvised questions to ask you. I don't know when I'll ever get a chance to sit you down with the tape recorder. Do you have anything else that you'd like to get on here?
I think, man, you just about covered it, I believe. Just about covered it.
101.5 The Hawk. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was John Coltrane with Equinox. After a little interview he gave in 1966 with Frank Kafsky. I love those little candid interviews. You know, they go out to the farmhouse, they just chat about stuff. Evidently, John will talk about his music, and Frank will ask the questions that he needs to ask. I think at the end of the day, you know, when you're talking with someone, they're going to say what they want to talk about anyways. So, it's nice when you just keep it casual and candid. It's interesting, too, because John Coltrane is not a guy we get to hear too much from. There's only a handful or so of interviews that he gave, and then besides that, it's really kind of just word of mouth, as with much of the jazz community. It was just so large, it's easy to forget or not realize how large it was, or even is. It's always kind of been a quiet, underground thing, you know. It's does its own kind of thing, I don't know. And what I have up next for you here is a recording with two giants of the time, a 1954 recording of There Will Never Be Another You from the album Lester Young with the Oscar Peterson Trio. You have four great people here. The trio was at, I think it was just building up to its height that it would reach in the late 50s and early 60s right here. So you have them fresh, ready, and raring to go. And Lester Young as well is just playing his heart out, really does a wonderful job, and it's a beautiful album. Lester Young was known as the Prez, a nickname given to him while he was playing with Billie Holiday. The two loved working with each other, and Billie gave him the nickname Prez after President Franklin Roosevelt, because he was just the greatest man around. The 30s and 40s saw great success for Lester Young, and by the 50s, he was struggling with some personal problems, but he still managed to play. He started out with the Basie Orchestra, left that, and did his own thing for quite a while, playing a very famous concert in which he was alongside Roy Eldridge and Charlie Parker at Carnegie Hall. And then in the late 50s, he went on and he did a program called The Sound of Jazz on CBS with Jerry Mulligan, Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, who he played with in the Basie Orchestra, and Billie Holiday once again. They said that in the show, Lester got up and played the purest blues I had ever heard. In the control room, we were all crying, as by Knight Hentoff, one of the show's producers. So he was truly a giant and a legend, and very talented, and we are happy to play his music today. With the Oscar Peterson Trio, here is Lester Young with There Will Never Be Another You on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
with lofty aims, strive for lofty goals. Others play at smaller games, being simpler souls. I am of a ladder brand, all I want to do is to find a spot of land and live there with you. Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high. You and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill. And we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill. Someday we may be adding a wing or two, a thing or two. We will make changes as any family will, but we will always be called the folks who live on the hill.
The Hawk, Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Paul Motion with The Folks on the Hill from High, Wide, and Handsome. a 30s musical with music by none other than Hammerstein and Jerome Kern. Two of probably the great pop and jazz writers of that early period, like between the 30s and 60s. And that's from Paul's album On Broadway, Volume 4, The Paradox of Continuity. And it's nice because he explores, I guess they're all Broadway songs, but there are a lot of songs you don't really hear anymore, and it's a rather recent album, so it's nice that they kind of get to come back into the public eye a little bit, and by a great musician, very talented folks over with Paul Motion. Now, I found something interesting. Jack Benny, the radio comedian from way back in the day, has appeared on this program before, and he has an international fan club, the International Jack Benny Fan Club, comprising of members from dozens of countries all over the world, and they recently purchased one of the cars used in his program, which is a 1923 Maxwell. And the Maxwell was an automobile that wasn't around for too long, and it closed just 2 years after it in 1925 when it was bought out by Chrysler. And the joke on the program was that Jack Benny had this old car because he was too cheap to buy a new one, or even a used new car, so he just had this antique he drove around. And, you know, other stinginess ensued. So they got the chance to, I guess the fan club got the chance to purchase it at an auction in Washington, and they're trying to transport it to California. And it's a lot of money, as you could imagine, to transport a car, and they do have a GoFundMe, so if you want to support that, you can search up the GoFundMe Bring the Maxwell Home by Laura Leibowitz and the International Jack Benny Fan Club, the IJBFC. And it is tax deductible because it's a nonprofit organization. And on top of that, because Jack Benny is also someone we've talked about and has been on the program, his daughter Joan unfortunately just passed away last week as well. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the family, and we wish them the best, and we wish the best for the fan club as well. And I thought, in memory of all this, we should play a little skit from the show that involved the Maxwell to kind of celebrate their, I mean, I guess it's a good day when a fan club can get something from the thing they're a fan of, I suppose. Who better to take care of it? So here we have a skit with Jack Benny, of course, and Rockchester playing their characters at a gas station with none other than the Maxwell. And Mel Blanc comes out as a gas station attendant. And as you can imagine, comedy ensues on 101.5 The Hawk.
Place.
Well, I don't know.
Well, we've still got 73 miles to go.
Yes, that's if we stick on the main highway. Say, mister,
yeah?
Is this the only way to get to Palm Springs?
Oh, no, no. There are several ways. I would suggest that from here, you head straight for Saturn, turn right to Mars, make a left to Jupiter, then head for the moon, and then...
Hey, wait a minute. Mars, Jupiter, the moon?
Yeah. Ain't this a rocket ship?
Just put in some gas, will you?
Ethel or regular?
Regular. Ethel. Better make it Ethel.
Look, Rochester, the last time we came through here, we went pretty fast. What did we use then?
Nothing. We'd lock bumpers with a Greyhound bus.
I'm sorry. I thought you had a windshield. me wipe the bugs off your glasses.
Look, never mind. Well, have you made up your mind? What do you want, regular or Ethel?
Regular.
Okay.
The water and oil's fine. All right, as long as the hood is up, check my battery.
Okay.
Looks okay to me.
How many?
I'll tell you when to stop. Let me know how many you're putting in.
Okay. One. Two. Three. Ten.
What happened to the bells?
What do you want, gas or music?
How much do I owe you?
Let's see, 10 gallons, that'll be $2.80.
$2.80. Here, wait a minute. There.
Thank you. And the next time you pass this gas station, please do.
All right, wise guy. Come on, Rochester, start the car.
Yes,
Rochester, start it again, will you?
Yes.
Well, what are you staring at? This car will get us there. You've heard of the story of the tortoise and the hare, haven't you?
No, but if you're going to tell it, keep your voice down. My wife is in the office.
Not that kind of a story. Come on, Rochester.
Yes.
Say, Bud, which way to Palm Springs?
The Palm Springs? Well, you... Oh, just follow us.
Boom, boom.
$20 pay. Hey, Marie, you'll soon be waking to find your heart is breaking. Tears will fall as you recall the moon and all its splendor, so very tender. The world will you surrender to me, Marie?
The Hawk. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Leon Redbone with Marie. And before that, it was Jack Benny, a little skit from his show, in honor of his fan club buying the car from the show in 1923, Maxwell. Well, I want to thank you for joining me this week on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour on 101.5 The Hawk. I hope you enjoyed the program. If you did, be sure to check out social media for other updates and fun things. Facebook is Johnny Athens Entertainment, and Instagram, Johnny.Athens. I want to thank you all for listening, and a special thanks to those who thought of listening. We don't forget about you. And another special thanks to all the artists we featured tonight. So, Jack Benny's there, Leon Redbone, Paul Moshan, Lester Young and the Oscar Peterson Trio, John Coltrane, Grant Green, Frank Kofsky with his wonderful interview, and Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster. To close out the program tonight, we have Vince Guaraldi playing Cassaba on 101.5 The Hawk. Good night and take care.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mo.